Everyone, I'd like to do the Pledge Allegiance now, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Elk Rapids Township regular meeting. It's 9:00 a.m., February 13th. Do we have any public comment? Okay, not hearing any, we'll move on. The approval of the agenda. Is there any changes to the agenda? Okay, not hearing any. I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda.
Do we have support?
Support.
Any discussion on the agenda? Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Consent agenda. Is there anything that needs to be taken out or added to this? If not, I would entertain a motion on that as well.
I'll make the motion to accept the consent agenda.
Okay, do we have support?
I'll support.
Okay, Aaron? Is there any discussion on the agenda? Or, excuse me, on the consent agenda? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Roll call. Halts?
Yes.
Eisenhart?
Yes.
Shemansky?
Yes.
Ames?
Yes.
Boisfort, yes.
Motion carries. Move on to the Sheriff and Commissioner report. Not seeing either one in the audience. We do have a report from Antrim County. I can just briefly go over that. The 911 check was two events. Alarm one, one animal control. I don't know, I'm not sure what be on the lookout was, but two of those. Two car deer accidents. Conservation or DNR one. One driving complaint. Two follow-ups. Two frauds. Eight medical calls. Three personal injury. One private property. One private damage. Property inspection one. Two traffic stop, or excuse me, 17 traffic stops. Two vehicles in ditch. One warrant arrest. And one wellness check, total of 49 events. Our commissioner is not here either, so we'll move on. Ambulance Department MMR report. I'll let Mike address that. We had a meeting last week.
Okay, for January, the Elk Rapids Township and Village had a total of 18 calls. There was total of 17 transports that month. And the year-to-date numbers. I have them here somewhere. For the January 17th to December 17th, there were a total of 257 calls. 198 went to the village and 59 went to the township. And for as their factual response, they're within the contract limits. There's a couple that were a little longer and that's probably due to weather related. Did you have to operate the ambulance safely during weather for themselves and everybody else?
Well, I think Steve added that those Milton Township calls way out there.
Oh, yeah.
The weather adds a little bit of time this time of year. And without the ratio of Elk Rapids Village having as many, kind of sets us off a bit, but still good reports. They did have a meeting and they presented at Torchlight Township a month ago. And they used some of Mike's numbers. And I guess they were going to double check with Mike to see if they were actual, because it's my belief Torchlight Township is still BLS. It's my opinion only, but, and they're spending considerably more for that than what we've had to deal with MMR. So I think they're reviewing that and trying to address what they're going to do.
No calls to me as of that.
None yet?
Nope.
Okay. Figured they would clarify the numbers just to make sure it's real.
Hey.
But it is real.
I'm in the office from 9 to 12, Monday through Friday.
They didn't get you then.
That's right.
Okay, we'll move on to Fire Department. Chief Vandenberg, please.
Yeah, good morning. The Fire Department was dispatched 9 times in January. Last year, there were a total of 138 calls for service. And looking back on our response time, if we take mutual aid out of the equation and we take non-emergency calls out of the equation, our average response time in 2017 was just shy of 5 minutes, which is outstanding. And of course, a lot of that has to do with having one person in the station daytime. But response time is the time that the 911 call starts at the dispatch center to first firefighter or unit on the scene. Our current staff's at 20. You've got the recommendations there for officers for this year. Myself as chief for a 3-year term. Ken as deputy chief for another 3-year term. Chris White for captain. He's in the middle of a 2-year term. Philip Vandenberg is also in the middle of a 2-year term. And then Joe Fisher for a new 2-year term as lieutenant. All equipment and apparatus are in great shape. Still are plenty of meetings to attend. In January, I went to the ACES meeting in Mancelona. That's the Antrim County Fire and EMS group that meets. And then the three chiefs on this side of the county met in late January at Milton Township. That's the chiefs from Milton, Torch Lake, and Elk Rapids. We try to get together at least once a year and discuss continuing cooperation in our mutual aid and training. Nothing new to report there. I think you folks got the draft agreement right from
yes.
Whitewater?
Yeah. Yes.
For those of you who don't know, we sent Whitewater Township a draft mutual aid agreement because starting April 1st, they're going to be a new fire department. They're breaking away from their old association. Have we heard anything back?
No, Pete, actually, I spoke to Cheryl at our MMR meeting just briefly, and she had it. They have 2 meetings in February, and they were going to address it, and I asked to have a response back, hopefully by our March meeting, so we can make a decision.
Yeah. And again, the ISO team was here in January. We won't have final results on that probably till sometime this summer. And again, ISO is a rating agency that establishes fire insurance rates for a majority of the insurance industry. I'm really not expecting any big changes. Changes are expensive and a lot of work to come by in the ISO rating schedule. And I doubt that we're going to go forward much, but I at least I'm expecting that we're not going to go backwards any. So you've also had a proposed 18-19 budget in front of you. And that got approved by the fire board last week. And I think I told you before, we've got a grant allocation from the DNR for $1,900, and I did get final written approval on that about 2 weeks ago. And then the other thing at the fire board meeting last week, we showed them the proposed fee schedule, the retention benefit or retirement plan, and also showed them the Whitewater Mutual Aid Agreement, and they approved of all those. I will try to get the fee ordinance and the retention plan to you folks in a little more polished version for your March meeting, if that's all right.
Sure.
Any questions from the board?
Pete.
Yep.
I just have a couple. Number one, when you do these officers, does the fire department themselves vote on these officers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I couldn't remember how that actually goes.
Chief's got the, well, we have, do have some standards for the senior officer, so people have to have a certain amount of accreditation. And of course, the chief's always got the right to approve.
And then the next question was, I know we haven't discussed it yet, but we need to talk to you about your evaluation, and when would you have time to do that?
After the next 2 weeks.
Okay. I know you're leaving. That's why I'm asking. So. Fair enough. My third point was, what's happening with the structure fires? I mean, it's a good thing. You've dropped from, it looks like, 11 a year ago to 6 so far this year.
You know, that's just nationwide and industry, right? Fire departments are becoming more a public service department and less a fire, that, and we occasionally go on fire calls is what it comes down to. As building codes do their work and people renovate and build new houses, they take care of a lot of the old mistakes that have been around for 100 years. It's just industry-wide is actual structure fires are declining.
Well, that's a great thing.
That's a good thing, yeah.
Does the board have anything else for Pete?
Do I dare bring this up, the question about the 911?
It's been reliable last couple of months again.
That's good.
Yep. And they continue to make very slow progress on making some permanent improvements on what we call Adam West. It's the secondary radio channel. It's moving forward. We're closer than we were a year and a half ago. And the main channel has been really quite reliable for the last year. About a year ago right now, they finally fixed one of the major bugs. And we had one outage in that whole year's window, and they got that taken care of in September. So the main channel's gotten fairly reliable, and they're still working on the secondary one.
Just wondering about all the money that I send them, where it's going.
Oh, it's being well spent, Mike.
Do we need to vote on these officers? Yeah. So we'll vote on these officers.
I'd appreciate your approval on those. Okay. Yep.
Can we do it all as one?
I'm assuming we can. That's what I was hoping. Is that good with you?
Mm-hmm.
Does somebody want to make a motion on the officers for their terms? And we'll try to do it all in one motion. If everybody's okay with that.
Are we just doing the ones that are on the agenda here? Or
no, do Joe Fisher too. I
can yeah.
Joe off.
Joe's on the look back at the agenda.
Oh, okay.
Well, no. Bottom, 2 year term.
I can go ahead and do that. I move to approve the officers that were recommended from the fire department. Chief Vandenberg for 3 year term, Deputy Chief Ken Williamson for a 3 year term. Captain Chris White, this is second year of his 2 year term. Lieutenant Phil Vandenberg, second year of his 2 year term. And Lieutenant Joe Fisher for a 2 year term.
Okay. Support?
I'll second.
Dick? Any discussion? Not hearing any. All signify by saying aye, please, in favor. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Do we have to do anything
on the mutual aid agreement draft?
Yes. Excuse me. There will be no action today. We just have a draft in front of us, and we'll hope to come back to it in our March meeting and prove it. So I would ask board members to review the mutual aid. I'm hoping there's no changes to come, but there could be. We'll have to wait to see what Whitewater sends back. We do know, because we attached the fee schedule to ours. They didn't have one yet. So correct me where I'm wrong here, Pete. I am assuming they're going to come up with a fee schedule similar to ours. But as of yet, they have not. Is that correct?
I'm on the same page, yeah.
Okay. So that's our only difference that I'm anticipating.
Will they have a functional fire department when they withdraw from the metro?
Marginally, yes. Yes, they will. It really, there's just a lot of things up in the air. And until those items get settled, we really won't know. It'll
be on a day-to-day basis.
No, you'll know because they'll be calling you.
Well, go ahead.
2 points on that. Pete insisted, or it's in the agreement, you'll see that they have to have a functional fire department unless we won't, there's no mutual aid agreement. Point two is their fire chief signs it along with the township.
Yeah, but I mean, if he's got to run to the other side of Whitewater Township, that's going to be a bit of a...
Well...
He goes to the M-72.
We've limited the scope of service, or the geographic scope. And I've been told, hearsay, I'll quantify that, but they're going to have a interim chief shortly. So we'll see what happens. But obviously, they got some challenges. Okay, we'll move on. Board of Review appointment. Carlene has approached me that they need an alternate for the Board of Review. Basically, in case we have someone miss, they need somebody that can stand in on short notice. We had an experience last year with health. So I've checked around and I've come up with a name. The name that I'll propose to the board is Zachary Amos as our alternate. And I can't remember, what is that? Is that a 3-year commitment?
I don't know.
I forgot.
It's longer than 3 years.
I think it's 4, but.
Yeah. 4, maybe 6.
We probably better look into that for sure, but so I would propose to the board as an alternate that you would approve him.
Do you need a motion?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, I move that Zachary Amos be approved as an alternate to the Board of Review.
Do we have support?
Whatever the term limit is.
I apologize, I should have known that.
I'm sorry, I'll let the vote go. No.
Do we have support?
Support.
Okay. Discussion. Go ahead, Shelley.
What does the alternate doesn't have to come to all these meetings, you just got to be on call.
What Carlene has asked is to have someone they can train. She would like them to come to at least the Board of Review meetings if they're possible. They don't have to. They won't be able to vote or anything like that, but for some experience and then maybe to help with some technical computer work as they look up tax information. Our Board of Review is not, or actually, excuse me, the Board of Review is supposed to act independent of our assessor during the Board of Review. So that's why they're trying to get a established Board of Review that's can handle all the aspects of the questions. And the assessor, at least it's my understanding, the assessor has a value. The applicants or the people that come in to protest it have their position, and the Board of Review is the moderator, mediator, which will try to bring the two sides together. So that's where we're kind of headed. The other Board of Review members are Jim Lundy, Brian Martinaw, and Don Glowicki. And they've been on for quite a while. So anyways, if there's no further questions, all in favor, signify by saying aye, please. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. HRTHA report. I see Tom.
Morning. Good news at HRTHA. The grant award in the amount of $3,500 was received from the Rotary Club of Elk Rapids, along with the Elk Rapids Community Foundation award in the amount of $2,000 for a new projection system. The projector mounting hardware and accessories were delivered last week and are scheduled for installation this week. The screen is being shipped. HRTHA Operations and Tech Manager Rob Backey is coordinating all the work. We have additional funds set aside for the purchase of a new laptop computer and software, but still need to raise more to complete the transaction. Exterior repairs. Per Township Trustee Dick Holtz's recommendation, we are contacting a qualified carpenter to repair lower exterior window casings and sills that have rotted. Jay Merchant will be or already has inspected the windows and will get back to us with a quote. It was quite a bit to find somebody to even look at it. We also have identified several other necessary repairs for future consideration. Marketing the Hearth. The Hearth Board focused its entire January 19th board meeting on marketing the hall in and around the community. Event coordinator Catherine Carlson presented her ideas with emphasis on lucrative weddings and receptions. Her appearance at the Spring Wedding Expo, along with advertising in the ER News and Chamber Guide. And we've had a dance group was in there Saturday, and I think there's another one coming this weekend, and then another concert. Elk Rapids Players are hosting monthly community trivia nights. There was one Friday. There'll be another one March 9th, with proceeds donated to Hertha. They will also be using the hall to practice and perform spring and fall plays, and more to come on those. The Hertha calendar, which is online at calendarwiz.com/Hertha, is available to anybody that visits the site, so we were hoping to get maybe a link. I didn't find a link to Hertha on the township site, but there might be one there that I didn't see. But if not, maybe we need to...
All right, we can look into that.
Yeah, just have a link to Hertha, or it's ertownhall.org is our website. Business After Hours. Hertha hosts this Thursday's Business After Hours event, starting at 5 o'clock. Please stop by to enjoy food, drink, and networking. And I think today at the museum there's punchkies from 11 to 1 o'clock, something like that. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah, it's cleanup day at the museum.
Oh, you might have to work a little bit, too, then.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, get a donut.
Hang out a little bribe by you out there.
Food always works well.
Oh, yeah.
The Holiday Hall closure support, we feel that if we get your support on this, it's just a little stronger, so... We'd like the support of the Township Board to officially close the hall for rentals on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day, as we do not have staff available to open, monitor, or close the hall. We want to avoid any conflicts should a potential renter come directly to the Township for a special favor. We'd like your approval on this today, and then we can post it on our website. We've had... Some problems there with a party that comes and uses it. It's a big family. We appreciate the business, but our beverage person has liability for the hall, and we can't control it that day, and it's gotten a little out of hand at times. So we're asking, this is our solution to it.
Okay.
So, thank you. New Year's is actually, we've actually had a wedding there on New Year's, so New Year's is okay for our people. It's really our staff's priority, so yeah, thank you.
So that's something your board's made a decision on?
Yeah, we've passed a resolution to close the hall those 2 days, and we will close it, but we'd like, you know, as an extra measure, your support too, if you think that's appropriate. I'd appreciate it.
Okay. On the maintenance, I know Dick's here today. Is there anything you want to address?
Just said I'm hoping to get him over there in time so we can get this on the budget for next year. It's just I've been chasing carpenters to get over there. It's not a great job. It's probably not the most desirable job for somebody, but Jay's, I guess he does this stuff, and he's working at a place right down the street there, so...
Has he been there?
I don't know. He did return a call, though, and that was about 2 weeks ago. And
said
he stopped by. So that, for me, is considering how busy these people are, that's, you know, hopeful anyway. And he's certainly qualified to do that kind of work.
It's a spring-summer job, so.
Yeah. So.
Does anybody else have any questions for Tom? What's the board's pleasure on the 2 days? That they would request to be closed. If we need to make a motion, is there anyone in support of that wants to make that motion?
Yeah, I'll move that we support the Hertha Board on the closures for Thanksgiving and Christmas Day.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, we have support. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye, please. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Maple Harbor Sewer Performance Engineering. Brad is here with us today. And we're going to start out with the special assessment bond documents with Miller Canfield. And Brad, if you don't mind, I'm going to turn to probably you, but or to Bill Derman on this. Maybe just briefly give us an overview.
Well, we've received the bond documents from Miller Canfield. Pat McGow, who is the bond counsel, he has forwarded a resolution for the bonds, which are proposed to be issued at the authorization of $450,000. There may be some tweaking to that because we've had some prepayments and continuing to receive those for the actual overall amount. The bonds are not, it will not be, it says in an estimated period of usefulness of the system is not less than 11 years. The bonds are 10 years. They're 3.25% bonds on this thing, and it just they can be prepaid at any time. So if there's a sale of a premises, a sale of a structure in the special assessment district, most times the title insurance and the condition of the purchase agreement will require any special assessments to be paid in full at the time of sale. We can take that money and pay off bonds after a notice to the bondholders. It is anticipated, and we're in contact with Alden State Bank, will be buying the bonds. I think that's an overview.
Bill, who should, do we, you'd mentioned that we need to contact probably Miller Canfield on the prepays and give them a heads up.
Yes. My recommendation is you can still pass this and then he'll tweak the final document. The sale of the bonds is scheduled for March 1. And Alden has got copies of all the materials ahead of time. We've been working with him, Alden State Bank. But just so for bond counsel's input, you may get, you can advise him today. I understand there's 7 of them so far. There may be some more dated coming in tomorrow or next day, even though we said receipt, that'd be dated today and sent to you or wired to you, I don't know. So he can do whatever he wants to do with the bond.
Sure, and just so I'm clear, they can still at any time prepay or yes, complete their full payment
the way
through
I
the
understand
process.
That, I'll defer to bond counsel, but if I wanted to, if I was in the district and wanted to prepay a year from now or 13 months from now, all I'd have to do is notify the township and they would set it up. I'd have to pay interest through that month I pay it off. So I'll pay principal plus interest through that month and give it to the township, and then the township with bond counsel will have to figure out when they want to pay Alden off.
Okay. Bill, I had one question I wasn't clear on answering. An individual asked if they were to sell their home, do they have to pay the bond off at that time?
It's a question of what's in the purchase agreement.
Okay.
Because if the buyer is willing to accept that bond, it affects purchase price. You know, because I not only buy the house from you, I'm obligated not only to pay real estate taxes, which I understand, sure, but I'm obligated to pay a bond on this for sewer, which increased the value of the premises generally, and I'm paying for that over here. So most purchase agreements will say all special assessments have to be paid off, but it's a negotiable term.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear on that. Does the board have any other questions on this?
Hey, Bill, is Alden committed to buying? Or
yes,
they say they're going to,
yes,
in writing they will? So it's going to be not a big, long sale on March.
There's no cost. There's limited cost to sale on this. You don't have to advertise and so forth,
right,
on this.
It's just
so
done.
That part, that's why we're getting such lower costs from bond councils, because of this private sale, basically.
Right.
They didn't have to put it out to a bid.
Right. And advertising and everything else that goes with it.
Okay, any other questions for Bill on that subject? Oh, there is any action?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah,
well on the resolution, but
yeah,
on, okay. So we'll move, at this point, then we need to approve that.
Right.
So we're gonna need a motion to move forward with the bond.
I so move to move forward the bond, approve the resolution authorizing the 2018 special assessment bonds.
Support.
Roll call?
Yes.
Okay, roll call vote. Eisenhart?
Yes.
Shemansky?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisvert, yes. Halts?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. I guess the only thing is, I guess, Shelley, are you okay with letting them know what we've got for prepay when the time's appropriate?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I'll process this and get back with Miller Cantfield on what we've got.
And you'll have to send multiple copies. He wanted three, I believe it was.
Okay.
Four. It's in his correspondence. He wanted sent back to him, so don't sign just one. That's what I'm reading out. You wanted three, please send me three certified copies of the bond authorizing resolution after adoption.
Okay. All right, we'll move on to Alden State Bank. Mike, you've been working on the accounts.
Yes, as soon as we approve them, you can sign them. They'll be open tomorrow, both of them.
Okay, would you like to tell us what the accounts are exactly?
We have a open construction account. And we also have a debt retirement account set up. So the construction account will go to Harbor Springs Excavating. As the bills come in, we will pay them out of there. And the debt retirement is when I start collecting the special assessments, will be on the 2018 tax bill in winter.
The winter tax bill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Adjusted for those that have already prepaid and stuff.
Will those be the only two accounts needed?
Yes.
Now, how does that work with our auditors? You just have to acknowledge them?
They already know.
Okay, super. You need a motion. So do we have a motion for support?
Let me just ask a question, because I didn't draft these things. On page 7 of the resolution you just passed, it says on paragraph 7 and 8 that there shall be an established and maintain a fund designated as 2018 special assessment bond debt retirement fund, quotation marks debt retirement fund. Number 8, there's a lot more there, but there shall be established and maintained a separate fund with the depository bank on the books of the township to be designated as 2018 special assessment bond construction fund, the construction fund. I think you've already authorized them. Have you not with this resolution? I'll defer to Mike. Do you want another approval?
No, I just need a
signed copy.
Signed copy and give it to the bank for their.
I mean, I don't object to another approval, but I think you've already approved them. Yeah.
I know the bank was asking us for minutes or something, but you're right. The resolution is.
The resolution will probably do just fine.
And you can give them a copy of the minutes that adopted this resolution.
Yeah.
Okay, just as a form, do you want to still do a motion or not? Or are you going to just go with the resolution?
It won't hurt anything.
Which would you prefer?
Let's vote on it here.
Okay, then you can move on.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you making the motion?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do we have support?
I'll support.
Okay. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Brad, at this point, I'll let you take over and introduce Harbor Springs, if you would, please.
So, since last month, there hasn't been a whole lot of new development, but we did speak with the DEQ. They working on it and can probably respond later this week with just a couple of little questions. And I think that's all I had on my end. And then I know Tom's working on some scheduling, stuff like that. But I guess at this time, I'd like to introduce Harbor Springs Excavating and Tom Gallagher. So.
Hi, Tom.
Thank you for coming.
I know Tom's been working on trying to put together a little bit better idea on the schedule, but some of that is, you know, won't happen, I don't think, until next week before he has a little bit firmer idea what that's going to look like, start date and such.
That's pretty accurate. We're in the submittal process now, and hopefully very soon to manufacture that large manhole pump station. The pump station and the corresponding excavator are both frost law restricted, so we're hoping to get that stuff moved into place before that becomes an issue. If it becomes an issue, we're stuck. I mean, it's that simple. The County Road Commission has waived frost restrictions, I believe, on the Cairn Highway, but that doesn't alleviate me from the restrictions beyond the Cairn Highway. We're hoping to get that manhole under construction by the beginning of the week. And I'm thinking they can ship it within the end of that week, beginning of the following. The weather program looks good. I haven't seen frost restrictions go on anywhere in the state yet. They usually work their way up from the south, so I'm thinking that we're going to make it. The excavator I need is sitting in Williamsburg, and if they know if the manhole's going to be here, the excavator will be here. And I'm going to line up the boring contractor, which is Matt's Underground. We haven't put together the exact scenario of what goes first, but he's most likely going to be the first guy on the job doing a boring down, I believe it's Williams Road, and quite likely the crossing on Cairn Highway so that we can get that manhole, the big pump station set. Once that's set, the job should start to proceed along pretty good. We'll wait, see how the weather breaks so we can actually get in the ground. But I think we're in pretty good shape, and Brad and I will get together one more submittal on that manhole, and once it's done, we're moving forward.
And after you, if you get through the manhole, part of it is in your one boring you're talking about, is there anything else? What's the process?
The boring process, I believe. I've got to confirm that with Matt, but we can complete the pressure line all the way to the manhole that's going to receive it, which would also allow us to get the air release manhole, the valve chamber. He's got a fair number of borings to do, and as far as I can tell, he can do almost all of his borings. Then when it comes to the open dig, I'm going to need, you know, if there's a little bit of frost in the way, we're going to go right through it. If there's a lot of frost in the way, if you've got good soil there, I don't want to haul frozen ground away when it's perfectly good soil. So as quick as we can, make movement on that, we'll start the underground now. I don't think that's going to be a real major part of it. These guys have been real good. We've worked on some design to try to alleviate space issues that were on the job. Looks like it should go pretty good. We do have probably need to get together a contact list, a mailing list, and Aaron I think is already working on that for the individuals for the sewer connections, because that's you guys allow a hole in the schedule where that can be going out and connected as we go, I believe was the scenario, and we'll get prices to all those individuals that want those services connected. I'm not sure I fully understand, but it's not a question of wanting those services connected. It's a question of connecting them and whether they want me to do it, I think is the question. So we're there. My underground guy is going to be there. If we can get this put together, that's probably where the best deal is.
Are you going to be able to come up with some type of maybe, lack of a better term, blanket pricing for hookups or some rough idea to give the landowners?
My history in doing this business for over 30 years is I try to price everybody individually. That being said, if they already have a pump station, we already have the sewer at the road, what we're probably going to do is a number of them will require a boring from my subcontractor, and I think I can put together a package on that. The open cup ones, where they say we just go ahead and trench through the yard, I don't want to look at the yard, see how extensive the landscape is before I can give them a firm price. I'm sure you guys are aware that if I tear a yard up, I'll do it right, you'll be hearing about it.
Sure.
So I can't see the yards. I know some of the yards had some pretty nice stuff another lakefront home. It's a nice little subdivision there. So our intent is to try to make everybody happy before we left there.
Does the board have any questions?
Yeah, what frost-restricted road were you speaking of?
Well,
if they've waived Karen Highway, what other one do you have a concern with?
Well, waiving them on the Karen Highway allows me to move, and again, forgive me, because I don't know if Karen Highway was considered a Class A road or not. If it was not a Class A road, by waiving the restrictions, that allows me to carry legal Class A loads down that road. The problem is when statewide frost restrictions come in, and even countywide frost restrictions, a lot of the work I do involves permitted overweight, even on legal roads. And those are absolutely restricted to zero during frost restrictions. So I can haul legal loads on any Class A road anytime. But when I bring in such things as this manhole itself is not that heavy, but it's oversized. But the excavator I need to set it is overweight and oversized, and permits like that are not issued during periods of frost restriction. So if we ran into a major thaw, I don't think this coming week's going to constitute that, and the frost restrictions moved up like wildfire, we could be stuck. You know, I can get the excavator here. I don't know for sure if I can get the manhole here. That's part of the communication I'll be making with them. If they get the bottom half of that manhole made, that has an extended base on it, I believe that's going to come in around 10 feet wide, so you need to do a permit. The rest of it, that's a 96-inch manhole sitting out there probably at 10 foot on the outside diameter, which is technically a permitted load, but that's not my problem. The hauling company wants to haul it. So our intent is to get it. I'm hoping the frost restriction down.
So their production date looks like they'll have it, so you can get it here before they put the limit on.
That's what we're shooting for, yes. They've already sent one drawing in for approval. Unfortunately, they used the old print. The new print's been resent to them to get it built correctly. If they get back to me with their drawing, which I hope to see today or tomorrow, I'll get right back to Aaron with approval. We'll get it produced and get it up here.
Okay.
It does take a while, but that size structure, it's approximately, I must say 18,000 pounds, but it seems like the more recent correspondence bumps up to 26,000 pounds. The problem being that they don't transport those as rapidly as they do a 4-foot structure, because they've got to let that cement have an extra couple of days to cure before
right.
They load it up. So I still think it's feasible that those guys are on the ball, and I'll be making phone calls today and tomorrow. If everything goes right, maybe by the end of next week, beginning of the following, we'll have a manhole delivered here. And that's my biggest concern. Everything else I can get. If I know the manhole's coming, the excavator's going to come at the same time or sooner. The company I'm renting that from, because it's only needed for that manhole, is AIS in Williamsburg. They've already moved it to their yard there. They've said, we're just going to give it to you for the time period you want. Frost restrictions are on. There's no worry of extra rent because frost restrictions came on. And once I have it on the job, it's mine till they come off. So
if it gets captured over there, you're not penalized?
I'm sorry.
If it gets captured, if the backhaul?
Right, yeah. I'm not going to be liable for more rent, and I'm not going to try to pass more rent on. It's,
okay.
They fully understand that, because they can't move it anywhere anyways.
Right.
So we're pretty much ready to go, barring this manhole design where they use the wrong print. We're going to get that cleared up and get it going.
Excellent.
Good. Any other questions? Maren, Mike?
All your invoices are going to go through.
Through performance.
And then they come, okay.
It's on the next month's draw. We've already received the bond. You guys have received it. We paid for it, so that'll be on the next building cycle. I'm going to leave it up to Aaron, but I'll let you guys know that, and maybe you already do know, the process of the bond is it spreads that cost out through the whole job. We can bill, in this case, I believe it's 2.5%. We can simply bill 2.5% of each item that's the cost of the bond, and ship it through that way, or Aaron might have us take it out of a lump sum out of, say, mobilization or something. But it's, in fairness, it's if you see it come through as 2.5% on every item, that's what that is. And I'm more than happy, you know, I'm not trying to make money on the bond, I'll share the cost of the bond with Aaron.
Usually this first pay request, by then we'll have some stored materials and mobilization and stuff like that, so we usually pass that along in this first pay request.
Yeah, I think as a contractor, you should pay the bond up front.
Yes.
Yeah, on the first pay request. It's the only friendly thing to do.
I do have a couple of questions. I, of course, bid the job, did my homework, found some locations, but a lot of times this is not a real familiar area to me.
Tom, before you go on, can you come to a microphone? Because I have people that are going to be, excuse me, in Maple Harbor, and they're going to listen to this meeting, and I want to make sure that they can hear what you're saying. Sorry.
So at this point, I assume you've heard everything. If you have questions, ask them. What I'm looking for right now is usually near a project. On this particular project, we're going to have some material to haul off of it, a little bit of asphalt, some gravel and sand, and I'm just looking for a place nearby to dump it if somebody wants it and can benefit from it. Depending upon the location, the ability to get my trucks in and out of it, I'm not looking for 10 and 20 yard sites. I'm looking for somebody that maybe bought an old gravel pit, they want to fill it in, they have a valley in their backyard they need to fill in. I am working with some of the local excavators trying to secure that. I know there's some just right down the road, but the one gentleman said, nope, we're not dealing with it at all. So I'll hit him up one more time. After that, I'm going to go around and scratch a few more. The way it's been bid, I'm not working truly local with it, but I'm semi-close. And so if you guys know of anybody, you want to pass that on, get a hold of them, they can share it with me or Aaron, and I'll get a hold of them. I can't remember the exact volume, but it's substantial with the gravel and the asphalt. Asphalt, I'm not worried about. Somebody doesn't want asphalt, that's cool. Asphalt is considered inert. It's not a dangerous thing to bury in your backyard. And then, of course, road gravel and sand is just sand. So if anybody knows of anything, we talked about the individuals, and Aaron and I will work on that. And I don't think I really have anything else for you guys, unless there's more questions for me.
Do you have an excess cut volume?
Yeah, there was, I don't remember the exact volume, but there was a cut because the one road is being adjusted a little bit. And, of course, I also have the gravel that I take off to replace with new gravel. Right. So off the top of my head, there's around 1,000 yards on the job. And that's really the only questions or statements I have. I'm looking forward to doing the job for you folks and hope that you're happy when I'm done. And on that note, if you see something, if you got questions, I'd rather you guys went through Aaron, but don't be afraid to pull myself over, call me at my office. I don't want anybody going out of this. If you've got a customer that's really irate and you can't get a hold of Aaron, get a hold of me. And we'll try to make somebody happy or at least understanding of what's going on.
Very good. Is there any other questions from the board?
If you don't do the hookups on the individuals, and you have to come back, a call back, because they putz around and don't get on it, are you going to charge us for that?
Or do we? I think that's going to fall back on the individual. I don't see a reason why you folks
should be. The whole contract for connecting homes to the system is between the homeowners and the contractor that they choose.
Right, and if that doesn't happen and he can't finish, then it's their responsibility.
Let me help that. I can finish. My work can be done whether they hook up or not.
Okay.
And,
you can finish the
team. Then it's a question of whether you guys, how aggressively you're going to enforce the hookup rules and make them get it done.
Yep.
What have you seen in your experience on that very point? I'm curious.
You know, most people are real good about it. They it's going by, they want to, well, things are torn up, they want theirs torn up and fixed so that they're not seeing it twice. And from what I understand, there's some pretty poor septics in that area, and I'm sure the people will be anxious to get hooked up.
What's been an average time period that you've dealt with for an allotment to hook up?
You know, typically the dirt work on a simple hookup, these are all very short, is a day and a half. Sometimes you have an electrician involved if they don't already have a pump. If they already have a pump, this is a pretty simple setup. It's you get the line in, you make the connection, you start cleaning up, might be another day to truly clean up the landscape. And in fact, the scenario that I would envision, if people ask you guys, is that we'll be in there making a mess out of the road. We're going to go in and make messes out of their yards. And we're probably going to postpone any individual cleanups until we sweep the whole project and clean it all up. You know, if there's an erosion potential or a problem with a walkway to a house, of course, we'll make that accessible right away. But if it's just simple cleanup and grass seed, stuff like that, we'll do that when we do the whole project.
Okay. Shelley?
It was my impression that I have a mailing list for all the people out there, and I can get with you, and we can maybe do a joint memo to them and let them know what it may cost. I mean, that's going to be the big thing, and I understand your point on that. But before people sign on to say, yep, have him hook me up, they've got to have an idea. And so maybe, you know, maybe we can just get together and work on what we want to send out to them.
Let's give me the week to get the main job going with Aaron. Mm-hmm. Once I get all the materials ordered and I'm in place, I'll get back together with you. How do I get a hold of you?
264-9333. It's area code 231.
And
I'm Shelley. Yep.
What's your last name there, Shelley?
Boisvert. It's Boisvert.
Great. And this is regarding individuals.
Yep.
I got to call out to you as quick as I get squared away.
That'd be great.
And because along with squaring away with Brad and Aaron, I need to get with Matt from Matt's Underground, and I'm going to get some of that information so that when we have our meeting, hopefully we can put together a value for this and get it out to them.
That'd be great.
All right.
Thank you.
Leave me a card. I may have a place to lose 1,000 yards.
Tom, could I have one of those two, please?
Who's that?
Thank you.
I'll take one, since it's your last one.
You may not want to give them away. Any
questions?
Anything else from the board?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tom. Very nice meeting you.
Thank you, folks. I don't know how much more you have. I didn't grab the agenda, but are you okay if I
I don't think so. I mean,
no, I think we're good.
We're set.
I think I'm going to go ahead and take off.
As with anybody that you work for, we're hoping that this project goes really smooth and clean, and people are all happy, and we're in and out, and they'll never even.
I hope so too.
All right.
They all.
And by the way, this is my son Greg. He came down to the walkthrough. He's going to work hopefully into my place here. So he's doing a lot of following and learning, and you may actually be dealing with him a little bit on occasion. So.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down. Okay. Is there anything further on that, Brad? Anything else you want to add?
I know I wanted to get with Shelley probably and look at maybe a couple of potential grading easements with some of the residents in the area. That's the only thing that I'm trying to work on right now.
Okay.
But everything else, I think, is progressing well, and I think we're in a good spot.
Good.
You said there were a lot of changes since last month?
No, there was not.
Oh, there was not. Okay, changes. I thought, uh-oh.
No, we just kind of wait and let things progress through, and then I've got the soil erosion. I think Heidi came out yesterday to try to get us that permit. Met with Bert, Antrim County, getting that permit, and the DEQ responded back. We should hear back from them sometime this week. I think they had a couple of comments, simple things to address, but that
good.
Should be coming through too.
At least they're looking at it.
Yeah, right. So.
Okay. Does the board have anything further they'd like from Brad on this issue? Okay, we'll move on. Birch Lake Sewer Maintenance. Brad, you're back up.
So we had a little break in the weather, best where we could see for the last month or two, and we got out there with Stewart Estimating and replaced the one manhole structure that was deteriorating. So we got that replaced, and the jetting, the line portion, we're still looking for a little bit warmer weather if we can find that here in the next few weeks. So it may happen, who knows, tomorrow. But I've got somebody lined up to do that. It's just a matter of getting a break in the weather, and then we'll kind of get a lot of this maintenance that we were working on wrapped up here hopefully in the next week or two.
I know Mike received a bill on the first portion.
Yeah, about $9,000.
Yeah, that was the bulk of it right there, that structure.
Okay.
And getting things kind of cleaned up there.
What do you anticipate the cleaning process might cost? Any rough idea?
I forget what my budget was on that, but I want to say it was around $1,200, $1,500 for him to come out and do it, and then there'd be some time me coming down, spotting all the manholes, helping kind of getting access. So add to that a little bit.
Who are you looking at to do that?
His name's Dan Thorpe, Charlevoix Sewer and Drain. He works for the Charlevoix Township. He's their fire chief, but he's had the township, the sewer and drain business for years, and he's got a very, very nice equipment, a large jetter. He's got pretty large reels, so he can go pretty good distance into the pipe, the force main, because we're only accessing that from one side. So.
Okay. Anything further for Brad on this? Also, Brad, I know I've spoke to Aaron, and maybe Shelley has as well, about potentially looking at what we might be able to do in our next year of maintenance on Birch Lake, and Mike will have some numbers we can share with you as well to see what what we can do and what needs to be done.
I'm going to work on getting some rehabilitation costs on the rest of those manholes. That first one was bad. We wanted to get it out of there, but the rest of them from our original inspections, I don't believe were that bad. And I think we can get rehabilitation cost coming in much, much lower than replacement.
What does that actually mean? I mean, I know what it sounds like, but what's it mean?
They'll get in there and they'll steam jet and power wash the entire inside of that structure. And if need be, they'll spray cement, reline it, and bring it up to original thickness. And then they'll epoxy coat the entire inside. So it's just beautiful when it's done. It's really clean. Nothing sticks to it. Beautiful.
If you could describe a manhole.
Yeah.
No more issues after that.
No, I just can't imagine rehabilitating it. But
yeah.
Well, that's good. Hopefully you can do that and we can save from having to buy any more of those.
Yeah.
Darrence, in reference to Birch Lake, how many calls have we had reference now not our responsibility pumping issue?
Oh.
Or personal property.
I'm going to lean on Shelley, but.
You know, they're not calling us. They're if they have an issue, they'll call Brad. We gave everybody a list. So we had maybe two or three in the very beginning, and we direct them to contractors. But, yeah, we haven't, they're making their own calls.
So that they're autonomous. I mean, they still may be replacing as many, if not more, but we don't know.
Right.
I know Matt's Underground's been out there and replaced three or four since this changed.
But is he doing the new ones? Because we've still got some in stock.
Yes, I believe he did one full replacement, and then two or three he's done where he's put the new pump in there, but he's just updated the existing panel.
Okay.
I got a call from Brad yesterday, some wanting to know a quote, what the equipment would cost that we have.
Yeah, we're going to have to address that at some point, what to do, and maybe Brad, we'll lean on you a little bit to give us some guidance on what we could do. I know you talked about maybe using some of it in this other project.
I mean, we still have the ability, we could probably look at using the pumps and this lift station that we're going to be building. You know, maybe working with Tom and just having him purchase those instead of going out and buying from a different source.
Do we have an actual inventory of what we have, Mike?
That you're confident? I don't have a current one right now.
Okay. Well, we should talk about that because we need to get rid of this stuff. So maybe we can talk afterwards and find a way that we don't need to be hanging on to the inventory.
It's the fish method of inventory, first in and still here. Move it.
Never heard that before.
Paid for inventory.
Yeah, thank you.
So is there anything else for Brad? Brad, anything to add?
No, I'm good.
Okay. We'll move on. Elk Rapids Schools tax collection agreement. Mike, would you like to tell us about that?
Sure. About two or three meetings ago, we had a letter from the Traverse Bay Intermediate School District for collecting their taxes. We approved that. I got a letter in the mail for the Elk Rapids Schools to collect the 2018 summer taxes at a cost of $2.50 a parcel, and that's what we did the last couple of years. So I'd like to present this to the board that we approve this agreement. It adds about another $7,000 in our coffers.
Okay. Is there any questions for Mike on this? I know we've been doing this each year. It's kind of a formality, but Dick, being that you're first time through it, is there anything you need to know?
Looks like a good revenue source to me.
It is.
Well, I think, not to take your thunder away, but isn't this a fairly reasonable or fair rate compared to what some have had to do?
Yeah, I believe so.
So I think we've been treated pretty well on this. So I guess I would entertain a motion to approve this.
I so move.
Okay. I'll support.
Okay, Mike, support. Do we have any further discussion? Not hearing any, all in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Anything further on that, Mike?
No, I just need your signature when we're done here, and okay, mine, and I'll mail it back to her.
Okay, we'll move on to ordinance number 2018-1, the sewer use and rate ordinance of 218 introduction. I'm going to ask Shelley to just briefly touch on that.
Okay, this is, we started updating our sewer ordinance because the ordinance was so old. It was referencing departments in the county that no longer exist. It was referencing statutes and requirements that have all changed. So instead of just updating a lot of different areas, what I did was retype the ordinance so that we'd have it in Word format and use a mixture of our old ordinance with the updates that were needed, and I referenced the new village sewer ordinance and some other ordinances just to try to get this current and workable. So we've got this ordinance in Word format. We've sent it to Matt Zimmerman, our attorney, and Bill Derman, our attorney. And, you know, it's a lot of really good reading if anybody would like to take a look at it. It's online on our website. But there's a lot to it, so this is an introduction for our board members. And then hopefully we can get together at a later meeting and actually adopt the ordinance and have something to work with.
Shelley, it's been, what, 30 years or more since it's been looked at?
Yes.
So I just want to let the board know it's probably well overdue having some new eyes on it. We, Shelley and I have talked about proposing a date, and correct me where I'm wrong here, but I think it's Wednesday the 21st of February. I didn't write
it
down.
That's what we were looking at, yeah.
Would the board have any objection to that, or Bill Derman?
Better than any objection.
Okay, so if we were to do, what were you thinking, 9 a.m.?
Yep.
Then let's ask for a meeting at 9 a.m. on this ordinance resolution on February 21st. And we'll have we can go through that. I don't know if it's appropriate right now, but you and I had also talked about a budget discussion workshop.
Right.
Which would be a separate meeting, but if that's possible, we'll have it ready for everyone to look at. If we could do that after that meeting, would that be acceptable? I'm not expecting this resolution to take very long, so I'm hoping we can get both of them knocked out pretty quickly.
The budget one would just be, like you said, the workshop, yeah, where now we're looking at things, you can ask questions, we can address them so that then we can present the budget to the board
for the final.
In March.
We'll have a budget that's, I'm hoping, because I know Pete's got his in, and we're in pretty good shape. So if that's okay with everyone.
Can you email me the budget?
Yes. So anyways, we'll plan on that. That's all right. It'll all be posted. We'll move on to Milton Township Parks. Oh, excuse me, unless there's any other further discussion on any of this? Okay. We have Bob Kingdon here. I guess, Bob, you'd actually, Lon Bargy had contacted me on their park process. Last year, we'd given a verbal approval to support being the outside township to the Milton Township Park Program for grant purposes. And then Lon had contacted me a couple weeks ago about coming back and potentially doing something a little more. And he suggested we have Bob come in and give us a presentation. So that's why Bob's here. So go ahead, Bob.
You're up. Let me start out by saying that last year it was very helpful to get your letter. Unfortunately, we submitted our application. And as you know, with the Michigan Resource and Natural Resources Trust Fund, there is competition from all over the state. And we did not get funded because our scoring was just below what they caught up. So that's why I'm back here today, is to kind of ask you to help us again to try and get our scoring so we can get up above that level. But I thought it'd be worthwhile to give you a little background in terms of where we are with park development in Milton Township. I did hand up at each of your spots the picture of our long-standing sports park, I call it, which is the 44 acres at Cherry Avenue and Karen Highway that has the six tennis courts, multiple sizes, and baseball fields, softball fields, soccer fields, skateboard park, concession stand, restrooms. And as you know, that park has been there for a long time, and people from all over this side of the county, kids participate in events. All folks use all the activities that are there. So that plus 30 plus road ends that we maintain in the township, and the day park on East Elk Lake Drive, or what we have in terms of our inventory in parts of current time. However, in 2014-15, we had an opportunity to buy some properties to start making up a waterfront park in Key Wade. For reference, this, I won't use this, this is the Water's Edge Market. And the old Township Hall, Milton Township Hall, is this structure. So we own this property, and our recycling containers are back here. So we had the opportunity to buy these two properties, the Earl property and the Saracen property, and we did so and made down payments, and we, along with the Elgin State Bank, own these properties. And then, within a few months, the Water's Edge Resort, this property became available as well, at a much higher price than these two, by the way. And with the help of the Grand Traverse Regional Land Conservancy, we did get a trust fund grant in the amount of $464,000 to buy that property. That now has been consummated, and the property is now belongs to our township. So this is these three parcels plus what we had before. Plus, we had a 66-foot road ending into a boat ramp that's been there for many years. So this constitutes 446 feet now of water frontage. So that's the essence of our park. And I'll show you some more details. Go ahead. This is the area on the north side. And what we'll be doing, this represents activity that we'll be doing this spring. We have bids out right now to put in this entryway, this drive, these 22 parking spots, 9 car and trailer spots, and also probably some parking spaces in here too. And then a new ramp into the old town hall. I show here a pedestrian refuge island. We won't be having that at the beginning. The Road Commission is considering that and has agreed to it. But we have a grant request in now for 2 warning lights at either end of that crosswalk. So this will be activity. This is, we estimate, about a $90,000 project that the township will totally fund. Because we don't own this property outright, it's not eligible for a Natural Resource Trust Fund money. It's the only property that you actually own can you get a grant. So this will be our book, township's book, plus some other grants to help in that area there. This then is the property, what we call the Bigelow property, the old waterfront park or resort area. And this area over here is the old, is the township boat ramp. And then last fall, we did some extensive work in this area with grant funds from, let's see, we got it from Grand Travers Rotaries Charities, Elk Rapids Rotary Club, the Travers Community Foundation, and Pat Lantern. And they all contributed $60,000 to install a universally accessible kayak canoe launch. And then we redid all this area in 2, 3, 4 parking, handicap parking areas. So this is much improved here. So this work has been done last fall. So this is the work that we'd like to see done in 2019. Again, we applied for a grant to make these improvements and did not get the grant. We'll be applying again in April for the amount of about $420,000. And so it's amenities here. This also will be a map to allow wheelchairs to access the beach here. This is the only structure that's left. There was a lodge at the highway level, and we've taken out all the other buildings. I did that last year as well. And I'll show you some more detail on that. Oh, this, by the way, is some detail on the work that we did on that boat ramp. This was just total erosion, just terrible. Everything that this road, Karen Highway, everything that's on here just funneled right down there and just washed that out completely. So we've, this last fall, done a lot of work to try and get that all contained in rain gardens here and here. It's a really nice job. A little more detail. This will be converted, the lodge up there will be converted into an open pavilion. So you'll be able to come in at the street level and use it, and there's a deck coming out that way. And then we'll be building universally accessible restrooms at the lower level. Here's the boat launch has been completed. This is not quite approved by our board yet, whether we're going to have those boat docks. Yeah, here's kind of a blow up of the pavilion at different angles, and it needs to be the restroom down below. So this is the major effort that we're going to be requesting the funds for. And again, last year we didn't quite make the cutoff, so we're looking to get a few more points, get us that threat over that threshold and get the grant. And so what I provided to Dorrance the other day was a draft memorandum of agreement that memorandum of understanding that you guys could use to provide us with some funds for maintenance related to this park, since this will be an additional condition to the maintenance that we're doing already. We spend roughly $60,000 a year maintaining our parks, road ends. So we're asking for you and for Torch Lake Township to provide us with some amount of money for annually for a period of years, that to be determined by you guys. The fact that we would be a memorandum of understanding gives a little more weight than we had last year in terms of support. So if we got that from both you and First Lake Township, we're confident that we'll get us a few more points and maybe enough points. I just wanted to also show you this, which is the Maplehurst property. And that now, as you probably know, the Grand Travers Regional Land Conservancy came up with $2 million to buy the property. They now have almost reached their goal of another $2 million to do taking out all the buildings, building some trails, creating an endowment for maintenance. And so we expect them to turn that over to Milton Township by 2020. So that will be another opportunity for physical activity and enjoyment of nature for all of our residents. I mean, we do this not for Milton Township residents, but for everybody on this side of the county. Any questions?
Board?
When do you have to know this?
April 1st is the deadline for our submission to the trust fund.
Okay.
So if you decide today, that'd be great. If you have to wait until next month, that's okay.
Yeah, that's why I was asking, because this is new.
Yeah.
New concept and new everything. And, I mean, I think you guys are doing a great job out there. So, just wondering.
Yeah, I've got a question. In summary, what you're asking in a two-sentence commitment is you...
Two sentences would be, we're asking you to, in this document, pledge to give Milk Township an X amount of money each year for some number of years. That amount can be set by you and the duration by year.
So, for maintenance for parks.
From this side of the desk, I see you asking us to commit Elk Rapids Township taxpayers to your park system.
That's correct.
Okay.
Our feeling is that our parks are open to everybody, and the sports park has a history of being heavily used by folks along all over our townships, Elk Rapids, Torch Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, does it cost anything currently to utilize anything in your sports park or Maplehurst or anywhere that people want to go? There's not like gates that...
No, there's no gates, there's no entry, there's no fees, except, I mean, we don't organize anything in terms of leagues, soccer leagues.
Right.
So that's all voluntary, so it's probably entry fees for those activities.
Right. Does Milton get any of that?
No.
Okay.
Aaron, do you have any questions?
Not at this point, no.
Mike?
I have one problem about donating money. It's going to be like if you win the lottery and everybody's your friend and your pal and buddy. This is going to set a precedent for everybody else to be walking in that door and asking us for money.
True.
I would support a letter. We cleaned up the Sportsman's Club with no help. We still got work to do on that. And we spent over like $750,000 to clean that up over 10 years without raising taxes. So that's my opinion.
Well, we do, and I'm sure Bob's familiar with it, but we do have the Sportsman's Club. It's an ongoing expense to this township, and we've not gotten any help through grants or any other process. We're actually waiting on a grant right now for the tire process. And I'm certain we can, I'm hoping we can get that done, or at least Mike's made some inroads there. But we do have our own little park debacle financially, and we want to get that. We've got to get a design on that and get that put together. But certainly this board can think about this and give it some thought. And I'm sure if we want next month, if that's what Shelley's kind of leading us toward, make a decision. Just so you know, Mike's correct. I think $750,000 so far in the Sportsman's Park. And it's been a tremendous drain to this township. And we've still got to get a plan put together for that as well and to fund that. Because that's part of our responsibility. So just so the board's aware, that's part of our process. But
at certainly, some point down the road, you may be requesting a grant from the trust fund?
Well, not at this point. We're actually asking for a DEQ grant right now, which I don't think we've had any response on.
No.
But
I'm thinking down the road.
Yes, possibly. Well, I'm not sure we really can. I'll have to lean on legal on that one because I'm not really sure the ownership status.
Not in the Sportsman's Club. It'll be very difficult.
Yeah. We've got to kind of hold this road on our own because of the way the gift was given to us. So just so you know, that's some of our background that we have to deal with. Is there anything further from the board?
I have one point on the Maplehurst. I believe there is a hike this Saturday, starts at 10 a.m., that the Conservancy is putting on to educate the public about what's there and so forth. I think Carl Stewart is going to, I get this from Todd Biglin, is going to plow a big parking lot for people to park there. They'll meet and they'll have a tour of the place, I believe, of some sort.
Yeah, so everybody come out and wants to see the park.
It's winter.
Yeah.
Snowshoeing.
This will end up being a natural area. You know, the idea of hiking, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing.
Yeah.
The only thing I would ever envision us really at this point establishing there would be a pavilion and restrooms. All we'd ever put there.
Is there public access to that lake anymore right now?
Not, no.
Is
it? It's turned over to Mills Township. Yeah, that's 62 acres of spring fed lake.
The structures will be burned sometime this spring. Three of the structures will be burned, per Todd Biglin from the Conservancy. Fire department's going to burn three of them. They'll have a demolition. They'll be advertised in the paper, big contract to remove all the buildings. And this will all be done before the township purchases them.
If we could, just a minute, Bob, just to back up, I would like to just connect. What you're asking for is township support, but also you're asking for some type of financial support as well. And
so, the memorandum, because the draft memorandum agreement, it's got a blank for so much money per year, and then duration will expire by the end of 2000, whatever it might be.
So if we weren't comfortable with the financial side of it and to support you on the support side, is that still wanted?
Yes, that'd be helpful.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, Trish.
Thank you. When you mentioned maintenance, especially the waterfront, do you have an idea of when that waterfront would be open? Could you talk more a little bit specifically about maintenance?
The park, hopefully, will be open as soon as we finish the work on the north side, where we have the parking spaces. We won't want to open the park officially until we have a good, safe crosswalk and parking areas on the other side. So hopefully that will be June. The target date is June this year.
Okay, and that would extend until our beaches and our harbor, they have an end. In the maintenance specifically that you envision, township help with would be?
Well, it would probably go to our maintenance budget for all of our parks, but the additional would be the mowing of that park, taking care of the refuge, and it will be probably minimal until we get more activity over time. Yeah. So we're not looking for money for money's sake. We're looking for that signature of an MOU that will get us points.
I understand. Thanks, Bob. Melissa.
I applaud your efforts on all of that. That's a lot of achievement right there in those boards.
Anything further?
Nice looking plan.
Yeah.
Do we plan to address this next month?
Yes, if you want. We can put it on the agenda for a decision. We'll move on. The attorney's report.
Attorney's report for February. The 49 calls from the Anthony County Sheriff's Department is about normal. It hits about the average. The rest of the stuff, there's not a lot pending. There's nothing new on farmland open space. We've heard on the Sportsman's Club, the township did forward in the no forward action report from Global. They signed it and executed and sent it in. The tire replacement of the 3,500 tires, the grant, still haven't heard anything back from that. I don't know how long it'll take to get a response from DNR for the Global's final report, but it'll probably take months. Zoning administrator still reviewing the grammar, keeping an eye on it, properties on this thing. There's nothing new for the Planning Commission. Hertha, we've heard the report from Tom Barnish this morning. Nothing new on ZBA, nothing new to report. Birch Lake Sewer Maintenance, we've heard from Brad Muma today, the status of that. And we've heard from on the Maple Harbor Sewer Project, we've heard from Tom Gallagher today, and also from Brad as to how we're going to proceed, as well as Tom. And then that the bonding resolution was passed today with an ultimate sale date aiming for March 1, 2013 with Alton State Bank. The cemetery is just on my checklist. We still got some issues out there for marking the property lines and a request from an adjoining property owner, just on the checklist.
I have a little bit of information on that.
Okay, and short-term rentals, weekly rentals, that still appears to be the proposed statutes on that appear to be still in committee and haven't moved out of committee yet.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Is there anything you, or do you want to just do on our board announcements?
Oh, I just, I had received another invoice from 365 who did do some of the work last week because the weather allowed them to, and they're aware of that we want those stakes put in, so they're going to do that as soon as weather permits. So it's on their radar.
Okay.
We need that done.
We'll move on to board township board announcements. I received, as I think Shelley and Mike did as well, from the Board of Road Commissioners, a new, it's just still in discussion, is my understanding, a couple proposals on how to deal with the new tax fine that they have for the next couple of years with the revenue increase. What we're seeing is some projections through 19 and 2021, and how they may fare with the townships and divide that up. It's going to be a little different process. Just from the read, is going to go more off of the road miles and population. So some townships may feel good about that, some may not. As we've been experiencing in the past, they have matched our projects with 10%, and that's been how they've divided it up. Whichever township had the money at the time to do road projects, it would match our funding. So it'll be a little different. I would encourage the township board to look at this. We really don't have any, we have a voice as far as we have an opinion, but the Board of Road Commissioners will make up their own minds on this. But Bert has offered to come in and address our board and answer questions. So if the board would like to look at this, maybe we can get Bert in for another meeting and kind of understand where this is going to end up and when exactly. That's about all I've got. Shelley, do you have anything else?
There was something else, but it's back here somewhere, yeah. And I don't remember what it was. So,
Mike?
Yeah, I have one thing just to let you know from Carlene's perspective. Our assessor, that your new tax note assessments come out on, should be there by the 23rd of February. It's a nice white piece of paper that says this is not a tax bill. I suggest you don't throw it out, because when you get your tax bill in July, you're going to call me and ask me, why did I raise your taxes? I didn't. That notice explains it. So read it, and the board of review will be in March.
Yes, and to follow up on the board of review, we have an organizational meeting, which is March 6th, and then we have board of review meetings on March 14th and March 15th. March 14th board of review meeting will start at 9 a.m. and go to 3 p.m. And March 15th, the board meeting will start at 3 p.m. and go, I believe, to 9 p.m. So just words that if anyone has interest, that's when we'll be meeting. Does anyone else have anything else to add? Again, a reminder, February 21st will be a meeting for the resolution and a budget workshop. That being said, I'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you. Thanks for coming.